Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning, midweek. Wednesday, October the 25th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour, 60 degrees and cloudy skies in the Marion area. Is anybody else having, I guess you would call them allergies. Is anybody else having the allergies to where your throat gets, I don't think it's clogged up. It's not really that, but where you're talking, and then all of a sudden, your voice breaks for a moment. You know, I was doing that this morning. Now, I don't know if my voice just was not warmed up yet this morning, because living alone, you don't really talk to anybody when you get up in the morning, unless you get a phone call or something like that, which I don't normally do that in the morning. It's all texting and messages now, but you know, when you live alone, you don't really talk to anybody, so you don't use your voice until you come on the air here, unless you're talking to yourself, which, you know, some of us do that, and I have to admit, I've probably done that from time to time. I noticed when I was getting ready to come on this morning that the voice was feeling a little strange. I think this Indian summer, which I think technically we are in now, and again, I believe it's called Indigenous People Summer now, so we can be politically correct, has got the it's nice to have the warm weather. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to have the warm weather. But, boy, it kicks up the allergies something fierce when we've had some cold weather and some rain. And then here we've got a four-day stretch of fairly nice weather up in the 70s. Is anybody else having trouble with this? Maybe you're having a runny nose, maybe irritated eyes. Maybe that thing in your throat. If my voice squeaks out, I promise I'm not going through, you know, there's a word there that I could use. And I'm not going to use it, even though you can say it on radio. Because, you know, this is a nice family show when you wake up in the morning. But I'm not going through that. That's not why my voice is squeaking. I think it's just the pollen and the allergies up in the air. The whatever's floating around at this time of year. Is anybody else having these problems? 19 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Now, I have a confession to make that, you know, I was, when I was a child, see, the voice about did it right there. When I was a child, I was diagnosed with allergies. Now, I'm talking very young, pediatrician time. I was diagnosed with allergies. I probably was maybe 10 years old, maybe not even that old. I did the test with the pokes on the back, and they put the stuff on your back to see what you're allergic to. And the allergies were so bad at that time, I remember, that they used to have to give me an allergy shot. Now, I don't remember if I had to go every week or every other week, or I just remember it was on a Tuesday and I did not like it. So I would have to go in, and I would get these allergy shots every week or every other week, whatever it was. And this went on for maybe a year. And then I don't remember what the reason was, but they stopped the allergy shots. So they stopped them, and they never gave me any allergy medication or anything like that. And life went on, and I don't remember ever having any bad spells with allergies. I don't remember, you know, all the problems that people have who have bad allergies. So, as time went on, never really had any issue with it. Well, was it last year? It was either last year or the year before. I went to see a doctor, and I was talking about something else that was going on. And I said, you know, I'm having this trouble, you know, from the neck up. You know, a lot of people have always said I had trouble from the neck up, but this was a whole nother thing. And the doctor said, well, I think you have allergies. Now, I did not have an allergy test, but the doctor put me on, what was it, what are the allergy medications? Flonase, and what's the other one? Claritin, maybe? Flonase and Claritin? Now, here's my confession. I do not take these medications. Now, I don't have anything against taking allergy medications. It just seems like I don't have allergies most of the time. And when I don't take the medications, nothing seems to happen. I don't get attacks or anything like that. But of course, you know, that's kind of counterintuitive to what I'm talking about this morning, because clearly I'm talking about having a voice issue this morning. So I don't really know. Does anybody take the Claritin or the Flonase? Does it help you out with the indigenous person summer that we've got going on now? Are you starting to see things pop up in your throat and having these eye issues and nose issues that really are not colds, really more have to do with maybe allergies? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Would love to hear from you and get some information on this whole thing, as my voice maybe will crack all morning this morning. You know, it feels like it's just about to do it. You know how you can feel it in the back of your throat, like it's just about to go? That's what it feels like. But I also know that people who are in radio, who do a two-hour, three-hour show in the morning and do shows at night, I know there also is an illness. I don't think it's called laryngitis. Maybe it is. But we've all gotten it over time, where you get a period where I guess you just talk yourself out and your voice sounds funny for, you know, a few days. I think we've all gotten that. I'm not really sure. I don't know if it's overuse of the vocal cords or what that is, but that does happen from time to time. I know just about every broadcaster who does long hours has that problem. Just daily. If you're on daily, I think you just overdo it sometimes. Okay, 740-751-4038. Anything to say on allergies this morning? We definitely are, though, an indigenous person Indian summer. We had the first frost of the season, October 23rd, so that denotes indigenous people summer. Go ahead, caller.
How did you get over your fear of needles?
No, I don't have a fear. That was Matt who has a fear of needles.
Well, I was just assuming. So you were just this brave little boy whose mother marched him into the doctor's. You just became a human pincushion, and you did it stoically?
Oh, no, you mean, okay, I get what you're saying now. You know what? Yes, I did not like going and getting the shots, and it probably was a fear of needles. I'll tell you how I got over it. Was I had a tonsillectomy when I was like 12, and it was really the first time I had to give blood, and it was also the first time I ever had to have an IV, and I was so worried about that. It was more worrying to me than the actual surgery. And when they were taking the IV out, I was just petrified. I hated the idea. I thought, this is awful. This is miserable. And the great nurse that I had, and she was a great nurse, were taking the tape off because, you know, when you're a kid, sometimes they have to put a board under your arm so you don't knock the IV out. And they had a board under my arm, so the IV was taped to my arm so I wouldn't knock it out. And she's talking to me, and I'm just thinking, oh, my goodness, when they pull this thing out, it's going to be awful because going in was no fun. And we got to the last piece of tape, which I was helping her pull off, and she said, there it is. And she'd already pulled it out while I was taking the tape off. And I never felt it. And for some reason, not that I like to give blood, not that I like IVs, and I have had them since then, that did it for me.
That was my biggest fear when I was a kid. And I still feel like I owe my mother an apology for, remember when we were like, going into the seventh grade, and we had to get the MMR shot.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I know I embarrassed my mom. I know. That didn't come around. That wasn't full circle because none of my kids really I had one kid pass out on me one time, but as far as like throwing a fit, I mean, they literally had to come in and like pull me down.
Well, you know what I've always wondered, and this is kind of strange to me. Anytime they ever did blood donations in school, which I never did, because I always thought it would go badly, because everybody who gave blood at school came back looking like they were going to pass out or they had passed out. But yet, when you give blood in the hospital, for whatever reason, just almost any time you go to the doctor now with any problem, they send you over for a blood test. The same thing doesn't happen. And I don't know why that is. And I worked at the canteen for the Red Cross for a while. When I first started in radio, they asked me to work. I don't even think they do it over on Uncafer Avenue anymore. But I used to work the Uncafer Avenue canteen, which was at the bingo hall. They would have it once a month, and I would go over there and volunteer, I guess because I was in radio, or maybe I was just a volunteer. I don't know what the reason was. But I would go over, and I would do sign-ins, or I'd work in the canteen where you give people stuff after the blood is drawn. And I never understood why with that you get woozy, but, you know, just giving blood for an illness, you don't.
I don't know. Maybe if it's the amount they take.
It could be. I mean, that very well could be.
I'm anemic. I can't give blood.
Well, you know, I've never given blood just to give it. But I certainly have had the blood work done, and I know they've taken at least 2 vials. I don't know how much they take when they do.
Let me tell you this funny story. I know you don't like being interrupted, sorry, but first of all, I think it's like it goes without saying. Does anyone like to be interrupted?
Well, it's not so much being interrupted. It's just
but
two
now
people.
I have to interrupt you so I can get my story.
Go ahead.
When I was a little kid, they didn't even get my blood. They thought I had strep throat, and they wanted to take my blood. And I literally put up such a good fight, I walked out of there triumphant with all my blood. They couldn't even get it. And my mom stiff-legged it out of there. She was so mad at me. And that was, yeah.
Did you have strep throat?
We'll never know because they didn't get my blood. They just had to doctor me up with whatever it was they gave me and just, you know, it all came out in the wash, but
they couldn't do like a throat culture or anything.
I'm sure that they did do that, and I probably put on antibiotics and came through it. But I'm guessing they wanted to do like a CBC to see if my white count was elevated to, you know, prove that I had the infection. But Scott, they didn't get my blood.
Well,
I fought the law and I won.
Now, before we lose you here, are you still fearful of needles today?
No. So my pivotal moment was. Childbirth. When you start having kids, you're goodbye modesty, goodbye fear of needles, goodbye a lot of things. Goodbye to you, Scott.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. All right. Well, we appreciate things like that. Yeah, I guess I did have a fear of needles. I don't remember it being a huge fear of needles, but I do remember when I had my tonsils out, which was a little later than they liked taking people. My tonsils and adenoids came out. And I do remember it's a little later in life than they like doing that. You know, it was like 11 or 12 years old. They like to do it when you're young, really young, like 5, 6, 7. It was all about the IV, and it was all about the blood work. I hated the thought of that. I didn't like the idea of it. But when the IV was coming out, to know that I was so stressed out about that, and here I am pulling this tape off as slowly as possible, so as to not speed up the process of taking the IV out. And when I pulled that last piece of tape off, she'd already pulled that IV out. And that totally got me over it. But and did you hear it there when I was talking? My voice was doing that thing. Now, I don't know if that's allergies or what that is. But if anybody knows, give me a call. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And are you having similar issues? Or maybe my voice is just giving out. Boy, wouldn't that be the tragedy of tragedies. You know, I was thinking about that last night. I don't know why that was on my mind, but when I was out walking last night, you know, you think about the strangest things because you're alone and you're not talking to anybody and it's just you out in the weather. And I was thinking, you know, if I lost my voice, what in the world would I do? Because, you know, I like to talk. And I thought, well, you know, you have fingers and hand gestures, I guess. So you could get by. You could get by in today's world. Texting, messaging, all that sort of thing. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Okay, let's get through some of the updates here this morning that we need to talk about. And then we can move on to other things. Kids Night Out at the Kroger, Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. Come join them for some free activities and treats. They'll have stations set up around the store for the kids to enjoy. Treats are subject to change. Depending on the number of kids they have, Kids Night Out at the Kroger, Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. And they're going to have cookie decorating and all kinds of games and all kinds of candy. You know, I'm not even sure if I still should be reading this one, but Dinner with the Presidents is coming up on Saturday, November the 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road in Waldo, Ohio. Event pricing, $40 for a VIP seat, $35 for general seating. Speaking presidents, James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester Arthur, Theodore Roosevelt. Non-speaking presidents, George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, U.S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Warren Harding, and Harry Truman. First Ladies Nellie Taft and Mamie Eisenhower will also be there. Master of Ceremonies, Colonel Edmund W. Starling, White House Secret Service Agent, 1914 to 1943. And Mary Ellen Withrow, Special Guest Speaker, 40th Treasurer of the United States. You can get tickets by calling the Historical Society, 740-387-4255. Now, you were supposed to get your tickets by Thursday, October the 18th. So I don't know if you call over there if they can get you anything. But that's the big event coming up right around the corner. Week from Sunday, I think. Now, Friday's our big pumpkin pizza morning to celebrate the Halloween. It's not a holiday, I guess, just to celebrate Halloween coming up Friday morning. I believe that'll kick off at 10 a.m. on Friday morning. We'll have the pumpkin pizza, the kitty pizza, which may or may not have Butterfinger on it. Butterfingers, which are the only candy I really like. That's neither here nor there, but there you go. And then there's a surprise coming Friday. It has something to do with big feet. I don't know what it is, but we'll find out as time goes on. Friday, right around the corner, 48 hours away from now. Let's see here. What else coming up here? Well, no succulent, and that's all I basically have to say at this point. I don't have a succulent. I don't think I'm ever going to have a succulent. It's just one of those things. Haven't ordered my gift yet from the catalog. I want to get the Studebaker radio. I've got to do it. Maybe tomorrow night. I've been kind of busy this week. I haven't ordered it I haven't ordered it out of not deciding that I'm going to order it. I just haven't ordered it because I really have had very little time this week for whatever reason. Election night coverage coming up 7:15 p.m. Don't miss it. We're going to have everybody on hand that night, and we're not going to go off until all the elections are called, state and local elections. We're going to have Pastor Craig at Republican headquarters, Matt Morgan at the Board of Elections, Linda Sims at Democratic headquarters. And in the studio, Carrington Nelson, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, myself, and two other special guests. And hopefully, there's another one on the fence. So hopefully that happens as well. And we will hear from Bill Collins that night, win or lose, via telephone. Did I say Glenn Coble was going to be in the studio with us too? Glenn Coble will be in the studio, which is going to be kind of historic. Being that you're going to have a mayoral candidate find out if he's going to win or lose right in the studio with us that night. So you're going to hear the concession or the acceptance speech here first, because we are number one in news. All right. Well, fruitcakes are on sale. Isn't that exciting? Let's see. Well, we're going to talk more about this River Valley levy before the election comes up on November the 7th, so stay tuned for that. I think there just needs to be some clarification. We need to understand what this is all about, people who vote for the River Valley levy And I know it's a big, we need to know, there are two big questions we need to understand about this. Number one, what is it money-wise? Because people do care. How much is it going to cost people? And who's it going to cost? And number two, what's going to happen if we don't pass it? What are the consequences for the school? Because I don't think we want bad consequences for any school. So, we need to get those questions answered, and we do have a guest booked coming up who's going to speak about that firsthand. And so just stay tuned as the week goes on, and I'm sure you will hear them in the near future. All right. Well, the mayor was on yesterday, first live interview since he'd asked for the resignation of Miranda McGinnis. And we also played the interviews yesterday with Miranda, Glenn Coble, and Ayers Ratliff. Does anybody have any thoughts on this whole situation after listening to the mayor? I thought the mayor yesterday was very open, talked a lot about, really explained the auditor's situation from his perspective. Now, whether you agree with him or disagree with him about that, that's one thing. But I think he certainly explained it, how he got to where he got in his particular situation, why he called for the resignation. Now, other than that, some other little tidbits during that interview. The mayor said he doesn't know exactly what he's going to do when he's out of office on January the 1st. But apparently he has been approached about running for 5 different offices, I think is what he said yesterday. But treasurer of the state of Ohio is the one he is shooting at the highest at this point, leaning toward the most. Also talked about, it was an interesting conversation because he talked about not endorsing anybody. We know now that he will not endorse anybody for the mayoral race between Glenn Coble and Bill Collins. And I thought the things he had to say about that race were very interesting. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on the mayor's interview yesterday or anything that went on yesterday? I mean, we had the Miranda McGinnis, all the interviews that happened after City Council Monday. We had Miranda McGinnis, Glenn Coble, Ayers Ratliff, and then we had the hour interview with the mayor. So, what do you think? 740-751-4038. Give me a bail me out here this morning with a weird voice going on. 740-751-4038. 39 minutes past the hour. And at this point, if you're going to hear these stories, you're only going to hear them here because I can tell you firsthand that Monday, nobody else was at that city council meeting. So it was just me and the gang, Mary Ellen Withrow and Matt Morgan. So that's how that cookie crumbles. 740-751-4038. Any thoughts? 740-751-4038. Now, I will say this. When the mayor was on yesterday, and this is a compliment to the audience, certainly nothing that I'm doing, but he said at one point, very nicely, and I certainly appreciate this, that smart people listen to this show, I believe is what he said. We have a smart audience. And I believe that's true. I think we have one of the most engaging and bright audiences of people that have ever been assembled. And that's why I like hearing from our audience. You know, everybody's got an opinion. I don't think you can have a right or wrong opinion. An opinion's just an opinion. So never feel apprehensive about giving your opinion. That's life. Not everybody agrees. I don't think you're going to find any subject where everybody agrees. But we do like to hear differing opinions because you never know whose mind you could change. And it's not even on the whole really about changing people's mind. It's just about maybe bringing up a new topic and you say, well, I never thought of it that way before. And hopefully we do a lot of that on this program, and hopefully we do it through the callers who call in. You know, the town hall of the radio. The town hall square, I guess, is what we run here every morning. 41 minutes past the hour. Any thoughts on the interview with Mayor Schertzer yesterday? 740-751-4038. Phone lines are wide open. 740-751-4038. Again, I just found it interesting. I thought, you know, I tell you, it is funny because yesterday, after that interview, I heard back from several people who had listened to it, and some people were a little, let's say, they weren't necessarily the happiest with the things that he had said, and then some people were. Some people really liked it, and I guess some people really did not like it. So, you know, that's how it goes, and we'll see what happens. The election's coming up in 13 days now. A lot of stuff going on in 13 days. I mean, you've got all these local elections, city council, the mayoral race. You've got the two big state issues, recreational marijuana and abortion. I mean, it's a big, big night, to say the least. But again, we want to hear from you. You can talk about anything from allergies to fruitcakes being on sale in the store to city council to the mayor to the auditor. Whatever's on your mind, we'd love to hear from you. Don't be shy out there in the listening audience. How do you feel the River Valley Levy is going to go? We haven't done our stint here on the program on the River Valley Levy yet, but we hope to very soon. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I'll tell you one thing in the interview with the mayor that I thought was fascinating. He said, yes, he thought the auditor should resign. Yes, he would sign the paperwork to have her removed. But when I asked him if her days were numbered, he said he didn't think so. So, where's the city going to be, I guess is the big question, as we head into January the 1st? Because clearly this auditor, I think, will still be in office, unless she decides to resign, which it doesn't look like that's going to happen. You're going to have a new mayor who has never been involved in the legislative branch of city government, and maybe new city council members. I don't know how that's all going to shake out. You're certainly going to have a few. So where are we going to be? What do you think the city is going to look like come January the 1st? No bond rating at this point. Not sure how that's going to be dealt with. Don't know whoever the new mayor is. Are they going to bring in a whole new staff? How is that going to impact things in the mayoral office? I don't know. It's interesting times. Let's put it that way. Where do you think we're going to be come January 1st? That is the question. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I will tell you, I have talked to several people who really are a little apprehensive about giving their opinions about things like this. And you know what? Honestly, you don't have to give your name. I mean, maybe somebody will recognize the voice, maybe not. But the truth of the matter is that, it's just an opinion. I don't think anybody is going to knock you for having an opinion. Matter of fact, I think the more opinions we hear, the better off we're going to be on the whole. If we don't hear all kinds of opinions, I don't know how we come to a consensus on where we end up. So again, the phone lines are certainly open, and we certainly do want to hear from you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything you'd like to talk about. Are you enjoying this weather? This Indigenous People Summer. It's going to take a nasty turn come the weekend. Looks like the weekend is going to drop down about 20 degrees, and we're going to see some rain. And then next week, looks like highs in the 40s. So it's going to take a pretty quick turn as we head into next week. But it is late October. You know, next week we're going to be in November. Is this the last Wednesday in October? Yes, it is. Last Wednesday in October. Next Wednesday is November the 1st. Can you imagine that? We're already coming up on November the 1st. Who would have thunk that? Time is flying by, and once we get to November 1st, I believe Thanksgiving this year is on the 23rd of November. Comes early. And then, Christmas on the 25th of December. So it's certainly not far away. Time is just rolling along. Now, yesterday, we just kind of glazed over it, but during the city council meeting on Monday, there was some talk about these, I don't even know what you call them, these barriers that were put up out near Wendy's. Apparently some barriers out near Wendy's. And the barriers out on Barks Road, I think it was. Apparently the city did not have a whole lot to do with that. I don't know at this point. is anybody having any issues with those? We've talked about them before here on the air. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we certainly can discuss it. That's what we want to do. We want to discuss things here on the air this morning. Again, I believe it's just important, and I think it helps us in the greater scheme of things. We were getting a question here. Are we having issues with TuneIn? Not that I'm aware of. Oh, wait, restarted the phone and TuneIn's working okay. So we're not having any issues with TuneIn this morning. Thank goodness. Mary, our friend listening out there. All right. Hey, I'll tell you something that I saw yesterday. I saw a story in regard to celebrity memoirs, or really, I guess, just books in general that tell your life story. And apparently, publishers now are saying that if you want to sell books, you've got to put, I don't know what you would, salacious things in there, I guess is what you have to do. And I guess we have seen that recently in the cases of Jada Pinkett Smith talking about her marriage to Will Smith and how it hasn't always been perfect. And certainly we've seen it in the case of Britney Spears talking about getting an abortion and Justin Timberlake kind of pushing her into it when she was younger. Well, you know, do you have to put that stuff in the book? If you just put flowery little stuff and write a nice book, will it sell? I guess publishers are saying not. Now, that's my question to you, the audience. Do you believe you have to spice up a book? Do you have to put stuff in there that I guess makes other people look bad? And in those two cases, I don't know that it was directly trying to make people look bad, but certainly I think those books, Jada Pinkett Smith's book, I think made Will Smith look bad. And I also think that Britney Spears' book, which I don't even think is out yet, made Justin Timberlake look bad. So, you know, and I've been asking this question, which is kind of strange because I have done a little book myself, and I think, well, yes, I have named people in there. I didn't purposely try to make them look bad, but I guess if you read it, you might think that it makes them look bad, or maybe casts a different light on them than maybe how you knew them or know them, or I don't know. Here's the bottom line of this whole thing. If you're telling the truth, if you're doing it not just to sell a book, if you're doing it because it happened, and you're doing it to tell the truth, then what's wrong with it? I mean, I don't think that anybody is out to damage somebody. I don't know, though. I can't speak for Britney Spears or Jada Pinkett Smith. Maybe they are out to damage people. I don't know. Maybe they're just out to sell books. I just felt that if you don't tell the truth, or if you leave a name out, it ends up not making any sense. It just comes off kind of ambiguous and really doesn't. If you read it, you say, "Well, who was that about? What is this even in the book for?" If you don't put a name with it, but if you put a name with it, I think people go, "Oh, okay. Well, I get that." You know, and not everybody's perfect. Certainly, I'm not perfect, and I don't think anybody that comes in and out of your life is perfect. I think everybody's got their ups and downs. A matter of fact, and again, so I don't incriminate anybody here, I'm not going to say any name, but you know, the other day, just recently, maybe in the last 48 hours, I was with somebody who really has kind of a persona that when they're out in public, you get one side of them. And even in private, for most of the time, you get one side of them. But I was with them in private, and I'll tell you, you get a whole other side that you don't see. And I'm not necessarily saying it's a bad side. I'm not saying it's awful. I'm just saying that it's a completely different side of them. It's not exactly what they portray themselves to be. And it's not just this person. I've known a lot of people like that who, you know, in public, everything's great, everything's fine. But then you take a look behind the curtain, if you get a chance, and you find out everything is not great, everything is not fine, and there's a lot of trouble there, which explains why people make a lot of the decisions that they make. Because there is trouble. Everything is not perfect all the time. You know, there's a lot of mental illness that goes on. There's a lot of people on medication for mental illness. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind closed doors that you would never know about. Now, it doesn't mean that these are awful people. I just think we don't know about it. We just don't know what's going on. You know, and there is a ton of stuff that people have been through. I mean, if you live a life for years and years and years and years, clearly you're going to have stuff that goes on that not everybody knows about. And I think it does create a little bit of a false veneer. You know, I've heard people say, oh, that person's so nice, that person's so happy all the time, so bubbly. Well, if you get to know them and you spend time with them, you find out that nobody really is all bubbly and happy all the time. And I was always so interested in psychology and sociology. Anytime I was in college and had an elective, that's what I took. Psychology, sociology. And I'm fascinated by why people do what they do. You know, my favorite question today is why? Why did you do that? Why are you doing that? And to me, sometimes you can connect the dots. You learn about people, and all of a sudden, one day you learn that they did something, or they had this traumatic event when they were younger, or something. And it kind of fills out the puzzle. And you kind of say, oh, well, that's why they are the way they are. That's why that happens. And it seems to happen more than not. Has anybody had a situation like this where you learn something about somebody that maybe was not necessarily common knowledge, but when it came out, you thought, oh, okay, well, yeah, I guess that's how they got to where they got. 56 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 4 minutes left in this segment, so if you've been thinking about calling, give us a buzz. Also, do you have to put salacious things in books to sell them? Do you have to be provocative when you're trying to sell a book? Put all the names in, put all the stories in. Don't forget, well, we can also talk about the auditor situation. Certainly that's a big situation here in Marion at this particular point. Do you think she'll resign? Do you think trying to remove her from office will succeed? Where do you think we're headed in the new year, which is right around the corner? Hard to believe, 2024, not too far away. Any thoughts on any of that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And then again, of course, election coverage begins on this station, 7:15 p.m. on election night, November the 7th. And we will not go off the air until all the races are called. And of course, on Friday, we have a full slate of programming now on this station. Starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm on from 8 to 9, and then we have Pastor Whitaker from 9 to 10. And then I'm on with Matt Morgan and Sean Kraft from 10 to 11. Then we have Pastor Craig from 11 to 12. Then we have Exchange Club with Pastor Craig, Matt, Sean, and myself from 12 to 1. And then from 1 to 2 now we have Study His Word with Pastor Craig. And then on Friday night, we have Carrington, Matt, Sean, and myself for Friday Night Live, 8 to 10 on Friday night. And somebody the other day said, well, last week wasn't as great as it could be because Carrington wasn't a part of the show. Now, what in the world is that? Now, I will admit, I have been singing Carrington's praises because I do think that she has done a tremendous job coming into her own in the last few months as the host of that program. I have a lot of fun with her, see her quite a bit. But, you know, I think Matt and I did an okay job last Friday night. Don't you? I mean, we got through it. I don't know. Do you need Carrington a part of that show? Well, I think so. Well, I think the women's perspective is important. I certainly like having her there. She's a lot of fun. But I don't know if Matt and I did such a terrible job. See, that'll all end up in the book. Well, we did this show on Friday night, and Carrington was at a wedding, and apparently the show did not go as well as maybe we would have hoped. I don't know. I think people like to hear disagreements, I think, is really what it's all about. And certainly she likes to disagree with people, which I encourage. I think that's important. Again, coming back to what I was saying earlier, not everybody agrees on everything, and that is not a bad thing. You know, differing opinions are basically what we do best in the United States. Everybody gets an opinion. Everybody's allowed to have an opinion. And we go on down the road spreading those opinions, and we shouldn't get mad at people for their opinion. I think that's where it becomes a problem. Well, we're coming up on the break. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not, and then you consider the source.
and then just
I just made up that answer.
And then onward and upward.
I,